And now on Brisbane Live, it's time to clash tackle the big issues in sport with the Courier Mail's chief sports writer, Robert Crash Craddock.
Crash, good afternoon. You're not a dual citizen, are you?
No, born at the Mater Hospital, Brisbane, Ben. And I was had a lovely moment a few months ago when they were playing Law and Order, the famous television show on television. And the guy D'Onofrio, Vincent, I think his name is, said, yeah, we tracked this guy's records. He was came from Brisbane, Australia. He was born at the Mater Hospital.
Oh, and, really?
Yeah, and I thought, did I just hear that or was I just waking on the couch? Law and Order mentioned the Mater Hospital in Brisbane, and I just thought it was just magnificent.
Outstanding stuff. Which Law and Order was it? Was it an SVU or was it
It was Criminal Intent.
Yeah, right.
D'Onofrio.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course, yeah.
The famous. And it was what they do occasionally is they work out where the show rates. And occasionally, but that's basically their little cheerio. Like, you know, to it's always done well in Australia. But when I saw it, I nearly fell off the couch, to be honest.
Oh,
I
Brisbane.
Could have imagined it.
Yeah. Brisbane. I tell you what, if they were looking at a ratings box at my place, Beck is absolutely hooked to SVU. It's her little It's her little vice. I come home and guess what the TV's on? It's just like, fair nick. Yeah, any time of the day, you just switch it on. Oh, there's SVU. Yeah, righto. Hey, mate, let's talk some sport in about, 8 minutes' time. Cis Oliola will be fronting the judiciary for attacking the head of Billy Slater. This could be season over for him, couldn't it?
Could be. 6 weeks would be the end of the season and the end of a tortured season for the Canberra Raiders. They've been the most disappointing team in the whole competition, I reckon, out of finals contention now. And look, he's already pleaded guilty. He's got a top QC there who will argue that Billy Slater did fall down and that it affected the impact of the tackle. But when you've got the referee's boss 2 hours after the game saying he should have been sent off, hey, you ain't got too many, chances ahead of you. But look, the game's on trial here tonight. It was sort of an old-fashioned 80s coat hanger, wasn't it? And I think we'll get somewhere between 4 and 6 weeks.
4 and 6 weeks, yeah. The way Canberra are travelling, it very well could be season over for him. Now, Darius Boyd has been named to make his return for the Broncos, so the skipper's back against Parramatta.
He is indeed, and you know, I tell you what, they are really looking a premiership threat, aren't they? And of course, the interesting thing for Boyd is, as he awaits contract talks, you know, there's still a few key players uncontracted at the Broncos, and they've used up a fair bit of the salary cap. So I know that they were hoping to get around $1 million a season for Darius, and but how many Jack Bird got, you know, somewhere just short of that, and you know, there's not a lot to go around. So you know, that's an interesting story, which will no doubt have, you know, further chapters to be written in the next few weeks.
So he's got a contract for next year, though, doesn't he, Crash?
Yeah, no. Well, he is, yeah, but he's signing, he wants to sign a life deal with the Broncos.
Right,
and,
okay.
And that's, you know, which will see out his career and probably take him into his mid-30s. And that's the big issue for the Broncos. You know, like they want to know what, you know, how much do you commit to a player beyond their 30th birthday when long-term contracts, you know, are quite dangerous. But, you know, he's done so well at the Broncos, club captain, and the team just blossoms with him, don't they?
Yeah, all right. Now, Crash, I'm going to leave it there because we're getting reports through that Senator Matt Canavan has quit the ministry, has quit cabinet as far as his position is concerned over this dual citizenship issue.